You're everything to me. Everything. You're everything to me. Life and breath. You're everything to me. You're my peace. You're everything to me. Joy and sorrow. You're everything to me. Hope for tomorrow. You're everything to me. Everything. You're everything to me. Everything. You're everything to me. Everything. You're everything to me. Life and breath. You're everything to me. You're my peace. You are. You're everything to me. Joy and sorrow. Yeah. You're everything to me. Hope for tomorrow. You're everything to me, Master, Savior, Ruler, Redeemer, Provider, Shelter, Healer, Deliverer, Father, oh, Protector, Provider, Savior, Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus. Jesus, 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 you're everything to me. Yeah, you're everything to me. You're everything to me. You make my world go round. You make my world go round. When it was upside down. You make my world go round. Where would I be without you? 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 'Cause you make my world go round. When it was upside down, you make my world go round. You make my world go round. You make my heart sing loud. You make my heart sing loud. You make my heart sing loud. You make my world go round. Where would I be without you? How could I live without you? Where would I be without you? How could I live without you? You're everything to me. You're my peace. You're everything to me. Joy and sorrow. 'Cause you make my world go round. When it was upside down, you're everything to me.
Thank you. Thank you, Psalmist Kaylin. Thank you for welcoming us into worship. Good morning, PNC family, guests, and friends. My name is Minister Janice Robinson, and I'd like to welcome you to this 23rd day of our Celebrating Black History Month, where we have been focusing on the legacy and the love for a better future. On October 25th, 2010, our co-founders, Dr. Nicole Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, started the Master's Call. It is in operation Monday through Friday and has been faithfully so for 11 years and 5 months. Our TNC scripture is Psalm 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their days. And our website is themasterscall.net. themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on the site, as well as the bios of our speakers. In 2022, our theme is God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, in will we continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. And this is from Isaiah chapter 1, verses 19 through 20. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse, ye shall be devoured with the sword. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, as our greeters, such as Minister Robin did this morning, as a host, such as myself, or to share a word, as we're going to hear from Prophet Kai, from the Lord, you may even have prayer requests and or praise reports. Please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Most of us here were brought together by the phenomenal company of Artist Life, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 33 years ago. We have great products to help the world become healthier and wealthier. The new morning motivational call, known as the MMC, is held Monday through Friday right after this call. A team of great leaders are given vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Artist Life product. Today is Wednesday, so it is Awareness Wednesday, and we will be, our host will be the couple of health, which is our King and Queen, Reggie Flanagan and Victoria Flanagan. The topic for this morning is lupus. As well as that number to call in is, to be connected to that call, is 667-770-1525, with the PIN number being 294-617-POUND. Again, that number to call in to the morning, new morning motivational call is 667-770-1525, with the PIN being 294-617-POUND. The bypass number, if you need it, is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. That's if you're going to be charged, so you can avoid being charged by your service. And once you call that number, you are to follow the prompt. Today I'd like to talk about our speaker, which is going to be Prophet Kai Brown. God has given Prophet Kai a passion for meeting the needs of the next generation through more effective ministry, leadership, and a desire to be an active participant in God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan for her life. God has led Prophet Kai to found Seek Life Christian Ministry, a nonprofit ministry that is aimed at meeting the needs of her surrounding community, mind, body, and spirit. Prophet Kai is an Artist Life recipient and determined to walk in all that God has ordained for her life. To read in its entirety the bio of Prophet Kai, please visit our website, themasterscall.net. I will now set the atmosphere in prayer, and after my prayer, the next voice you will hear will be our anointed speaker for this morning, Prophet Kai Brown. in the name of Jesus, fill our cup, Lord. Fill us up, Lord. Bread of heaven, feed us until we want no more. Open our ears to hear your word. Open our hearts to receive your word. Anoint our hands to do the work your word will direct us to do, and our feet to try the path we must follow to do it immediately. Comfort those among us, Lord, who are mourning. Lord, strengthen those of us who are going through illness. Lord, we ask that you bind that spirit of suicide that it seems to be rearing its ugly head. And Lord, we also ask you to bless and keep everyone that is under the sound of my voice. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well,
Good morning, Prophet Pat.
I'm so sorry, Minister Janice. I apologize for stepping over you. Go ahead and finish.
To hear the powerful playback of this message, please dial 712-432-1085. Thank you, Prophet Kai.
Thank you, Minister Janice, for hosting us with such Jesus joy, and what an amazing job you are doing at doing such. We are so glad to have you as our team member, and thank you, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Pacola Roberts, for just allowing me to come before the people of God for such a time as this. We are in the midst of the series, Count It All Joy. And on Monday, we started the subtitle, Submitting to God. And we will continue with submitting to God. And today, allowing God to tame the smallest member. Allowing God to tame the smallest member. And we're going to talk about the taming of the tongue. And as you all know, if you have been on this call for any length of time, I'm going to say what I'm going to say. And the Lord has dealt with me in many areas, and the taming of the tongue has been one of them. And as I have been in the study of the book of James since we started the new year, and as we went through the fast, the book of James has been where God has had me. And so as we are submitting ourselves to God, one of the areas of submission, if we truly surrender and submit to him, is allowing him to control our mouth. And we know that the tongue can set things ablaze. See, we can open our mouths and say things that will set the forest on fire. We can say things that will destroy a relationship. We can say things that will burn a bridge down. And we can say things that will cause trouble, that will destroy a relationship. But if we allow the Holy Spirit to truly rest, rule, and abide, and if we are truly submitted to God, if we truly submit ourselves to God, if we can give him control, then he will be in control of what we say. Then he will be in control of what we do, and then he will be in control. So submit yourself to God. So humble yourselves and submit yourselves to God. And if we do that, then he can control that smallest member. So the word says in James 3:8, but no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. But no human being can tame the tongue. Didn't say that God couldn't tame it. It says, but no human being can tame the tongue. And if you know me, you know that we're going to go and look at that same passage, that verse of scripture in the
in the Passion Translation. But the tongue is not able to be tamed by man. It's a fickle, unrestrained evil that spews out words full of toxic poison. We use our tongues to praise our Father and then turn around and curse a person who is made in his image. Out of the same mouth, we pour out words of praise 1 minute and curse the next. My brothers and sisters, this should never be. So that comes from the Passion Translation. But the tongue is not able to be tamed by man. It's a fickle, unrestrained evil that spews out words full of toxic poison. We use our tongues to praise our Father God and turn around and curse a person who is made in his very image. Out of the same mouth, we pour out words of praise 1 minute and curse the next. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. See, if we submit ourselves to God, if we truly count it all joy, submitting to God, this will not be. Because if we surrender it all to him, if we give him control over what is his anyway, if we allow the Holy Spirit to rest, rule, and abide, and we follow the unction of the Holy Spirit, because as Dr. Vanessa always tells us, we should practice the sum principle, the shut up ministry principle, and we allow the Holy Spirit to have that control. When we're getting ready to say those things we know we should not, he will bridle our tongue if we allow him to. But will we submit to God? Will we surrender our will? Will we choose to understand Proverbs 18 and 21 and realize that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit? See, you can eat the fruit of death or you can eat the fruit of life. See, because the things that we speak out of our mouth will either produce life or they will produce death, and we will eat either of those things. See, we have a choice. See, our God loves us enough to give us the choice. And he tells us, choose you this day whom you will serve. We get the choice. He's not making us do one or the other. See, he gives us free will. Proverbs 21 and 23, whosoever keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps himself out of trouble. And by keeping our mouth, he says, he's telling us whoever surrenders to the unction of the Spirit, because that's the only way we keep it. Because he tells us, but no human being can tame the tongue. No flesh can control it. No man is capable of doing it in and of himself. But if we choose to allow the Spirit, if we are led by the Spirit, then we stand a chance of keeping our tongue, because then we allow the Spirit to do so. So we have to make the choice. We have to make the decision. We have to decide today that we are going to be ruled by the Spirit, that we are going to count it all joy and submit to God. See, we've got to understand the principle of counting it all joy, because the trial and temptation is going to come, and the trial of running our mouth, the temptation of running our mouth, the temptation of speaking the dream too soon, the temptation of telling too many people what God is doing, the temptation of speaking the wrong things at the wrong time, the temptation of cussing a person out, the temptation of saying too much is going to come. But will you count it all joy and submit to God and practice the song principle, the shut up ministry principle? Will you count it all joy and keep your mouth closed? And smile, that knowing that God has already worked it out for your good and his glory, and he will reveal it in his time. Now, that does not mean that he has not given you a group of godly advisors with which whom you can share things and with which whom you can vent and get it off your chest. Because he's given you godly counsel. He's given you those people with whom you can vent up to. And sometimes even those people that you can vent, you know, side to side with, he has given you those people. But you have to make sure that you have consulted him and found out who those people with. Not everyone is supposed to be there to share your vision. Not everybody is supposed to go on that journey with you. So make sure that you have spent time in prayer with God, seeking those people from whom you are to receive that godly counsel, those people for whom you are to invest your time in, and that those people that you are supposed to share those things with. Not everybody is supposed to be in your holy of holies. Not everybody is even supposed to be in your inner circle. Know who those people are. Make sure that you are seeking God's divine counsel first and foremost, because he is your first counsel. Proverbs 15:4, a gentle tongue is the tree of life. A gentle tongue is the tree of life. A gentle tongue. See, we've got to watch. Not necessarily that you don't say the things that you need to say, but how you say it is also just as important. A gentle tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it breaks the spirit. How you say it matters. First Peter 3:10, for whosoever desires to love life and see good days, let him keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Stop lying about the little things. Stop exaggerating. It doesn't have to be bigger than it is. Do not despise small beginnings. God will exalt it in due season, I promise you. Let him be the king and queen maker. He has planned your Jeremiah 29:11. Let it come to pass as he has ordained. Count it all joy. If it's his Jeremiah 29:11, I promise you it's so much better than what you've got planned. Let his vision come to pass. Count it all joy. Submit to God. Allow him to be the tamer of the tongue, because you cannot. I I had to learn that lesson the hard way. I had to burn some bridges I had no idea that I would need later in life. I had to lose a friend that I had no knowledge that I desired later in life. And not that I did not speak the truth, but it was the way that I spoke it that burned the bridge. Because I was just telling my truth. But when God revealed to me my shortcomings, and I went and I apologized. That's right. You go and you do the right thing. That does not mean that the relationship is going to be healed because you do the right thing and you try to fix it. It does not mean the friendship gets repaired. It just means that you did the right thing. So take a minute to count it all joy. And allow the Lord to be who he is as you submit yourself to God. And allow him to tame your tongue. See, because we assume that we can say what we want. We try to justify the jabs we throw with our mouth. We try to justify it. We try to spiritualize the things we say when we know that we are wrong for even allowing it to come out our mouth. But we've got to stop playing these games that we play with our mouth. And we've truly got to surrender and submit it to God. And we've got to allow the Holy Spirit to speak life. See, it's time that we begin to edify one another, my brothers and sisters. See, we are supposed to be building the kingdom of God and not breaking each other down. You know, it's time we stop being crabs in the barrel. And it's time that we start being the building blocks God built us to be for one another. Yes, I am my sister's keeper, and I am the building block on which she should be standing. It is time for us to speak life to one another. The word is very clear, but the tongue is not able to be tamed by man. It is a fickle, unrestrained evil that spews out words full of toxic poison. We use our tongues to praise God our Father and then turn around and curse a person who is made in his very image. Think about that. Out of the same mouth pours out words of praise 1 minute and curse the next. My brothers and sisters, this should never be. When I read that in the Passion Translation, tears literally poured out my eyes. We praise God. I mean, we go into high praise. And then 5-10 minutes later, we could be cussing a brother or sister out. And that person is made in the very image of the God that we were just praising. Psalmist Kaylin this morning saying, you're everything to me. You're my healer. You're my protector. You are my everything. If he is our everything, then we should submit ourselves to him, even the very smallest member, our tongue. If we can say those words, you are our everything, then we should count it all joy. Submitting to God, even the smallest member, our tongue. We should allow the Holy Spirit to just process through every word we get ready to speak. And we should ask ourselves, is that word going to produce life or death? Is that word going to build and edify, or is that word going to tear down the person I am speaking to? Is that word going to bring joy, or is that word going to hurt? Is that word poisonous, or is that word life-giving? Now, sometimes we have to speak hurtful words in love, so it's how we do it. But is that word we are speaking, is that hurtful thing we're speaking in love to help better the person we're speaking it to? Are we doing it to tear down, to build up? What is our intention behind that thing? My brothers and sisters, it is time that we are about kingdom building. God is shifting some things, and we need to make sure that we are shifting with us, with him, or getting left behind. The choice is yours, my brothers and sisters. Count it all joy, submitting to God, allowing him to tame the smallest member. Minister Janice, back to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Prophet Kai. I got ahead of myself, so I'm going to repeat this because I know that people are going to want to hear the playback of the powerful message that you brought to us today. So I remind you to hear the playback of this powerful message. You are to dial 712-432-1085. Now, thank you again, Minister Robin, for greeting everyone and welcoming our guests during our time of shout-out. Thank you also, Psalmist Kaven, for that anointed time of worship and song. And Prophet Kai, thank you once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us with the benediction?
Again, thank you. Yes, ma'am. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Janice, for hosting us with such Jesus joy. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we thank you for allowing us to come together in your presence yet again one more time. Lord, we ask you that you just continue to be with our TMC family, those who are in times of bereavement, those who are dealing with sickness, Father. We ask that you touch their bodies, Lord. We ask that you just continue to keep us in perfect peace as our mind is stayed on you. Father God, as we leave this call, but never ever your presence, we ask that you continue to be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. Continue to be with the Des De Leon family. Be a hedge of protection around Artist's life. Lord, we love you and we continue to surrender to all that you have purposed us to be. Father, we thank you that we count it all joy because you are an all-loving, all-powerful, all-knowing, almighty God. And you have done it for us. Father, we know that you loved us before we even loved ourselves because you loved us prior to our conception. You loved us prior to creating the world, Father, and we thank you for it. We consider it done and we call it done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. And don't forget, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and that number is 667-770-1525, and the pin code is 294-617#. Go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.